As if things couldn't get better for the Boston Bruins, even the planets are aligned. As the team goes into the decisive Game 7 of the Stanley Cup playoffs in Vancouver against the Canucks after last night's 5-2 win, the series tied 3-all, there will be a full lunar eclipse exactly the way it was when the Red Sox won the World Series in 2004. Need I say more? The Boston Globe's Dan Shaughnessy made that astute observation. He's at the airport heading out to Vancouver. But Dan, it's going to take more than a lunar eclipse. What does each team have to do in this final game tomorrow night?
Well, I mean, it's been very much a home-and-home series. The Bruins have outscored these guys 17-3 in three games at the Boston Garden and lost 3 one-goal games in Vancouver and been shut out twice. They've only scored 2 goals in three games there, 17 up here. So they need to get their offensive game going in Vancouver and show that they can do what they did here.
Right, especially, since, as you said, they've been scoring at home, but have they been scoring at home. It was 4 goals in 4 minutes and 14 seconds for the Bruins.
Yeah, Stanley Cup record to get 4 goals in that short a period of time. And the Canucks just looked like they didn't want to be here. Like they said, well, we'll just fold up and go win it at home.
Well, that can't be a plan, right? we're gonna win in the last game.
It just looked like they gave up right as soon as the onslaught started. They pulled their goalie with less than 10 minutes into the first period, down 3-0, which is not insurmountable that early in the game. And they just, in my view, said, we're not going to win tonight, so we're just going to go get them next time, and their track record's been pretty good with that.
Right. Well, put this in context for the Bruins. It's the Bruins' first Stanley Cup final, Game 7, since the franchise was created 87 years ago. Potentially, they're looking at the first cup in 39 years. So you say they should look to the Yankees.
Well, it's a weird thing, and when you get this kind of lopsided scoring, there was a World Series in 1960 very much like this, in which the Yankees won games by scores of 16-3, 10-0, and 12-0, but they lost the World Series. It's game by game. And even though the Bruins have dominated these guys, they're tied in the series 3-3, so it doesn't do you any good to have all those blowouts unless you win 4 games.
Right. Really, all that matters is this next game when you come right down to it. And what do you expect the game to be like? And also, how would you characterize this series? There was this really bad hit that sent a Bruins player to the hospital. Another Bruins player got bitten.
It's been surprisingly chippy, and I think that there's no innate rivalry here like Red Sox-Yankees where they see each other 19 times a year over 100 years. This is, you see Vancouver once a year. Where the hell is that? It's far away. You don't know their players. But then when you get into a 7-game series, you get familiarity. And that familiarity has brought out the contempt. And all the episodes you cite have happened. A guy bit another guy in the first game. And one of the Canucks took out a Bruin and gave him a concussion in Game 3. And he's not back. And there was a suspension. And yeah, there's all kinds of emotion and a lot of contest going into this.
One of my favorite photographs in the series so far is from one of those, up against the glass skirmishes where a Bruins player seemed to be trying to put his fingers up the nose of a Canuck. I don't know what that was about, sort of a Three Stooges moment. But what does this mean for hockey overall, Dan? You and others have been writing how, the Red Sox have surged ahead in this town. I mean, where is hockey in the country? Where does it stand? And what does this mean for the sport?
Well, the United States of America, hockey is a big number four by a long shot. You've got football as king. You've got baseball, basketball, and then there's this giant drop off of hockey. They don't have a mainstream audience. There's not a lot of ice skating in a lot of parts of the country. So it's a little bit of a niche sport. Obviously, it's very big in the New England region. It's very big in the Midwest. And then you have teams in places like Tampa Bay and Anaheim and San Jose, and they do their best, but it's not part of the culture there.
So it's big for Bruins fans here in Boston, big for the game if the U.S. can take the cup from Canada?
I don't know how national it is in that vein because I think there's a lot of Canada rooting for the Bruins. The Bruins only have one American player, Tim Thomas, so you've got a lot of young men from Canada on this team.
And Dan, one last question. If the Bruins win the Stanley Cup in Game 7, how exciting here in Boston. How much more will Boston sports fans be hated across the country?
Yeah, it's never happened, Robin. All four teams winning a championship within a 7-year frame. To have all four sports represented in such a brief period of time is certainly the high renaissance of Boston sports, which is what we're living through now.
And more for people to hate. Dan Shaughnessy with the Boston Globe, thanks so much. Best to you on the trip.
Take care, Robin.